12 European banks are building a euro stablecoin to take on USDC. Europe's banks are done watching from the sidelines. The Cavalli's Consortium, a group of 12 major European banks, is in advanced talks with crypto exchanges and liquidity firms to distribute a euro-pegged stablecoin in the second half of 2026, according to Cointelegraph. The consortium's CEO Jan Sell confirmed the discussions. "We are currently in discussions with various players in the ecosystem for distribution, including crypto exchanges, once we receive our license." From 9 banks to 12, Chivalis launched in September 2025 with 9 founding members spanning 8 countries: ING, UniCredit, CaixaBank, Danske Bank, Raiffeisen Bank, International, KBC, SEB, Deka Bank, and Bancasella. Spanish bank BBVA joined as the 12th member in early February 2026, and the consortium remains open to additional banks. The group established a company in the Netherlands and is seeking a MiCA license from the Dutch Central Bank. The stablecoin will enable 24/7 cross-border and programmable payments, functioning as an on-chain settlement asset for digital securities and cryptocurrencies. CFO Floris Lugt has emphasized that the token will support 24/7 redemption for holders. The reserve structure is more conservative than most existing stablecoins, a minimum 30% held in bank deposits, with the remaining 70% maximum allocated to secure low-risk assets, including short-term government bonds. The consortium is prioritizing short-term bonds to avoid single-country concentration risk, the demand that built the case. The timing is not arbitrary. USDC volume on Paybis, an EU-licensed platform, surged 109% between October 2025 and March 2026. USDC's share of platform volume grew from 13% to 32% over the same period. Buyer volume ran 5 to 6 higher than seller volume, and transaction sizes were 15 to 35% larger than typical Bitcoin or Ethereum trades. That demand pattern tells a specific story. European institutions and high net worth users are accumulating stablecoins at scale, and they are doing it through US dollar denominated tokens because no credible euro alternative exists at scale. Circle's EURC now holds about half the euro stablecoin market, but the total euro stablecoin market remains a fraction of USDC's volume. The consortium's own framing makes the strategic intent explicit. ING's Lug described the project as providing a real alternative to US dollar-denominated digital currencies, language that echoes the European Central Bank's messaging about the digital euro and European payment sovereignty. Who else is moving? Chivalis is not the only bank-backed stablecoin effort in Europe, but it is the largest by consortium size. Société Générale has deployed its EURCV stablecoin on the Stellar network, positioning it for cross-border payments, on-chain settlement, FX, and cash management. AutoBHF, a Paris-based bank, has launched its own MiCA-compliant euro stablecoin. ClearBank Europe became the first Dutch credit institution to receive MiCA approval. A separate consortium involving ING, UniCredit, and BNP Paribas is preparing a Swiss franc stablecoin, also targeting the second half of 2026. The broader projections are aggressive. Industry estimates cited by Cointelegraph peg the current stablecoin market at roughly $28 trillion, with organic growth scenarios reaching $719 trillion by 2035 and aggressive scenarios hitting $1.5 quadrillion. Those numbers explain why 12 banks are willing to build shared infrastructure from scratch rather than cede the rails to Circle and Tether. What MiCA changed before MiCA took full effect? Each EU member state had its own patchwork of crypto rules. A stablecoin issuer licensed in Lithuania could not assume the same token was compliant in France or Germany. That fragmentation made bank-grade stablecoin issuance impractical at scale. MiCA replaced those 27 national frameworks with a single block-wide regime. For banks, that means one license, one reserve framework, and one set of disclosure rules across the entire European Economic Area. Lamine Brahimi, co-founder of digital asset infrastructure firm Taurus, told Cointelegraph, "Digital assets, including stablecoins, belong inside the existing banking stack. For crypto card users across Europe, a bank-issued euro stablecoin with 24/7 redemption could eventually simplify on-ramp costs. Today, most European cardholders fund their accounts through USDC or USDT, which means paying a EUR to USD conversion spread before spending. A liquid euro stablecoin issued by their own banks would eliminate that conversion layer entirely. The licensing bottleneck. The entire timeline hinges on Dutch Central Bank approval. Without the MICA license, Kivalis cannot issue tokens or onboard exchange partners. The consortium's H2 2026 target assumes the license comes through on schedule, but European regulators are not known for speed. If Kivalis launches on time, it will enter a market where EURC has already built liquidity and brand recognition. Circle has a head start measured in years. But Circle is an American company issuing a euro token, and Kivalis is betting that European banks and corporates will prefer a domestic issuer with bank-grade reserves and direct central bank oversight. As of April 12, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $71,304 and ETH at 22.17, both down roughly 3% over the past 24 hours. The stablecoin infrastructure race is happening independent of price cycles.